show success.
By the letter C, the letter I, and the letter A. No, I'm just kidding. I'm broke. Now, welcome back to the lighter side of genocide, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the man with no credibility, Vinnie Eastwood, is right here for your listening pleasure. Also ribbed for your pleasure. And the number to call in today is 402-237-2525 if you have something to talk about. I basically have no plans for today, so I'm just going to go on a freaking rant because, you know, quite frankly, yesterday was a real angry day for me, and I just kind of want to vent it out, you know, Fukushima style. Anyway, I've talked about this for the last 2 days, and I'm sorry, but I can't help it. Charlie Veach, again. 50,000 subscribers the guy's got. Pretty big, in general. But the problem that really happens is that, well, he's denied everybody the ability to comment on his videos. And just this morning, he's got a video of Jasmine, a 15-year-old little girl, praising Lucifer on his YouTube channel. I'm not kidding. You know, this is not. I'm not kidding. The video's name is Jasmine and the Morning Star, and I think it's at about 2:51 into the video. She says, "For all things Lucifer does, he does out of love." Now, if that makes you recoil and kind of freak out and go, oh my God, is Charlie a paedophile Luciferian scumbag? that was what I thought. Yeah, it's becoming pretty obvious now. Now I want to know, frankly, really, I've had some. This is what I like about YouTube, is because not only are there plenty of like idiots there who are just basically a-holes who just kind of come on and just abuse you, what have you. There's a lot of very, very bright truthers on YouTube, man. Very bright indeed. And I've actually learned a lot from the commenters on my YouTube channels, and I really wanted to thank them for their, for basically bringing me information that I wasn't aware of, more or less. Like, cults of personality, for example. This is one of the points that one of the commenters came up with, you know, and it doesn't matter who you're the cult of personality is. If you basically believe in somebody else, and that means you're not believing in yourself. To an extent, right? Because, well, if you require heroes and saviors and people who are on the pedestal in order to gain your inspiration in this world and what have you, if those are your main sources of it, if you're not motivating yourself, inspiring yourself, and getting stuff done, then you're missing out, really, because you're the one you've been waiting for all this time. And, my question to all the people who aren't out there getting themselves some description of activism going, you know, if you're not out there doing your filming and radio editing and whatnot. I mean, well, not everybody's a media man, really. I suppose I really can't put people in that kind of category. But doesn't matter who you are or what you do for a living, if you're a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker, you can become a truther of some description. If you know a little bit about health, you can save people's lives. If you know a little bit about police state measures, you can stop people from getting arrested. If you know a little bit about, you know, ethereal Luciferian bollocks, you can teach people to, you know, stop being so angry with themselves all the time and blaming themselves for everything and realize that it's all just a dream, it's all just a ride, and it's you're just here to have fun. Just don't hurt nobody. And that's what I really wanted to talk about today, is that everybody has their own ways of contributing. The trick is just finding your own. Everybody's got a niche that they can fit into. Isn't that funny? Got such variance in this human species here, where everybody can do something completely individual and have absolutely nobody helping them. You know, that's the strength of the human spirit. You don't need anybody else. However, it's on the proviso that, of course, you need people to freaking listen to you if you're trying to say something. And I suppose, well, the main problem I really have is when people kind of get obsessed with others, you know? Obsession is not the best thing to be living your life by, I don't think. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe being obsessed with crap is a good thing for you. But I certainly don't think so. My perspective is a little bit different. I suppose that when you really comes down to it, the only thing you've really got to rely on is yourself. Okay, other people will let you down. They always do. There's a problem in this country called tall poppy syndrome. Somebody puts their head up, starts becoming successful, starts getting stuff done. Everybody wants a piece of you. And other people kind of think about like, oh, it's just jealousy or what have you. And it's not freaking jealousy only. Okay? There's a dangerous majority, I feel, of people that don't want others to succeed, just in general, okay? They prefer to sit around doing absolutely nothing with their lives, accomplishing nothing big, and simply taking care of their kids and their family and what have you, and saying, oh, well, that's as good enough a job for me. And an amazing revelation last night by one of my listeners. You know, I went round to his house and hung out for a bit. And we were talking about what makes a good person. And his argument was that people automatically know how to be good people. And my argument was, well, actually, you need to be raised in a particular way to know right from wrong. You know, people don't inherently know right from wrong straight from the beginning. And if they get sexually abused by their parents and things like that, they wind up becoming, to a certain extent, psychos. Because the neural pathways, or what this is a ethereal postulation, if you will. I'm not saying that this is pure and admitted fact. The neural pathways for love and acceptance and generally a healthy, happy individual that's not a psychopath, they all close down. Kind of like the same way that a child, when it's born, has a cloth put over its eyes for the first 5 years, and then when you take that cloth off, its eyes don't work at all, because the ability to do, or to have sight, for example, was no longer required according to the baby's environment. Kind of like if you're being abused and hounded and raped by your parents and what have you, the whole neural pathways for love and caring about other human beings and things like that just doesn't exist for you. So they dry up like raisins in the sun, and you never get them back. Once a psycho, always a psycho. That was his argument. And I thought about this for a second, because when you talk about good and evil, and I don't know how many people out there are religious or actually believe that there is such a thing as actual good or actual evil. I certainly believe that there are elements of evil within our society to a large extent. For example, if you murder whole bunches of people and you don't give a flying F about it, you're evil. You know, I would have thought that was pretty straightforward. Other people would get all pedantic and wishy-washy about it. Go, but that's not actual evil, that's proper psychopathy. And it's just like, well, what do you think psychopathy is, bro, other than evil? Not giving a crap about anybody, raping, pillaging, destroying the economy and everything like that. We've now got all these big, copious quantities of bankster filth scumbags collapsing the Italian economy, the French economy, whatever economy you want to... You name it, it's going to be collapsed. Okay? Globally. Everything's screwed. So, what's the end game here? I mean, if we're going to, like, get these... things to not happen. This is what my listener was telling me, is that you need to actually go out and kill psychopaths. And I was like, wow, man, you know, you don't want to go down that road of murder. He's just like, well, hear me out. And I was like, okay. He says, well, psychopaths, for example, especially the incredibly wealthy ones, are the root of all this dangerous crap that's going on in our society. Okay, all the lower down minions and the catamites and general assorted filth and M&M munching morons don't actually matter. They're not a real threat. It's the high up, incredibly well respected psychopaths with billions of dollars and membership to all these massive clubs and everything like that that are dangerous. And if you had a button that you could kill every single psychopath in this world just like that, he says nobody would think twice about it. And I was starting to think, well, whoa. That's actually a very, very interesting thought. I don't want to kill people, right? But the fact of the matter is, if you're killing evil, is it killing? What's the moral hazard here? What's the moral justification for this kind of thing? And he's talking about, well, if you're only taking out those who are 100% pure evil that spend their life trying to destroy all life, all goodness, then there is no moral qualm in destroying them. Is that, how does that work? I don't know. It was just an interesting thought. But I would never, in my entire life, go out and think that killing people's a good thing. Never advocate war. Never advocate violence. Although I can see the merits of it sometimes. I just, personally, I can't do it. You know, I just can't. When I was a young lad in high school, I got suspended something like 17 times for violence and abuse and various other things. I was a bully in high school, you know, to be honest with you. And what I found was, and I think about the age of 15, when I attacked one of my friends who was being a real a-hole to me, I stopped being violent after that point. Okay, and I haven't touched anybody since. It's because I realized that every single time I touch somebody, every single time I do anything, I'm instantly the one who gets all the blame and everyone else gets let off. Right? That's how I was treated. I was always the guilty party. Even if I didn't start it, even if I was defending myself, I would always get the blame. And as a result, I don't know, maybe there's some kind of psychological barrier that prevents me from wanting to hurt people. Or what? Well, not wanting to, but actually doing it. Why do I feel that way? I don't know. I just feel comfortable not having to hurt anybody anymore. You know, life was really hard as a kid. You know, when you're overweight and out of a class of 32 kids, there's only two of them, including yourself, that doesn't give you hard-out abuse about being fat all day long. You know, life's pretty hard, man. When you go home on the train and you see your friends getting roughed up and you can't do anything to help them, life's pretty rough, man. When you crack your ankle on a train track on the way to school, and you're sitting in class, like basically leering in pain, and your high school and your teacher calls you a pussy, life's pretty harsh, man. Don't think that all of this stuff accumulates in your brain, kind of like acid in a pond or something like that. You got to release this kind of stuff out, because life is too harsh to hold all of your collective experiences inside. You know, you really do have to reach out. I feel, anyway, because other people help you to put things into perspective. And when you're sitting around by yourself doing nothing but thinking all up inside your own head, what have you got to gain by having no extra perspective, no extra information coming in? I mean, sure, there's copious quantities of YouTube videos and books out there and everything that you could read. But what is the true benefit of it if you can't relate it to that that very, very essential part of the functioning of society called human contact? We distract ourselves from each other's with screens all the time. You know, kind of like you get dressed behind a screen because you don't want people to see your naked body. And now what happens is we think behind screens so that nobody knows what we're thinking, nobody can participate in a conversation. You know, you walk into a room when there's a family and there's five people, each and every single one of them either has a cell phone or is sitting on the couch watching TV or a laptop or a desktop computer or something like that. Not one of them says a freaking word to each other. What the hell's happened to us? All this technology that's come out trying to make our lives easier has only served to make it so much easier to distract us from giving a crap about each other. And it's not on. Sometimes we need to turn that crap off and just see what's right in front of you and listen to the people who are right there with you. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, you made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Here.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any, not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know.
Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of the Auckland Mesa in the slave chains nation in the South Pacific, in the contaminated Pacific Ocean. It's New Zealand. Oh, yes. I have a quick visit here by former co-host Will Ryan, who's kind of been turned on to this whole Charlie Veach sort of... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I know I'm flogging a dead horse here, but for goodness sake, I can't help it. It needs to be talked about. So, yeah, go ahead. Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Vinny. Yeah. I want to chop this horse up ready to be consumed in France. I mean, this guy's a total monster now. I don't know what's happened to him. But are you still there, Vinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I just gone ultra quiet, and I thought, you know, Vinny's never quiet. But, yeah, it's... It's a case of, we don't want to say, look, we told you so, but Charlie Veach, to be honest, never really impressed me with any sort of intelligent analysis of the system we live in. I mean, has anyone ever heard Charlie Veach breaking down the banking system? You know what I mean? He would just say, these bankers. And to me, he was just like anti-war leftist. You know, love, peace, justice. You know, that sort of stuff. And he's following Noam Chomsky's view of 9/11, saying it doesn't matter who did it, and he's all into that sort of stuff, and it's free Palestine. Not that there's anything wrong with free Palestine, but it's just the cliche leftist stuff. I mean, next he'll be promoting climate change.
Well, you know, and again, he was talking about this, the email that he sent to me after I uploaded that video calling him an a-hole. He just said, you know, you've joined the hater bandwagon. And, you know, you're one of those conspiracy theorists who think that the New World Order and Illuminati have effed everything, kind of. And you're right, you know, that's classic leftism right there. If you're not with me, you must be against me. And they try and steal the moral high ground. But you've got, you just told me a few interesting things over the break about Charlie Veach's lack of morality. I think you might want to expand on that for the listeners who weren't participants of that conversation.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get too personal on a public radio show, well, an international radio show here. But let me put it this way. Charlie's understanding of the system didn't seem too deep. But then in areas, in certain occult areas, he seemed to have a slightly deeper understanding, in particular when it comes to Freemasonry and the esoteric. Now, I see that as slightly suspicious. Some of the hand gestures he was putting up, I've seen him doing Masonic grips, Master Mason grips. He had knowledge in areas that he shouldn't, and then he had a lack of knowledge in areas that he should. So that sent alarm bells off for me. Most of the left don't know about the Freemasonic checkerboard or even simple things like that. He did. And it seemed to me that, well, from what we can observe, that he had a bit of a taste for young girls, and apparently cheated on his former girlfriend multiple times. In fact, in any relationship, he admits in his past relationships, he's basically just cheated and abused these young women. And he has a bit of a penchant for them, shall we say. And that's been expressed in a couple of his videos. If people look up Jasmine and the Morning Star, one of his videos with a 15-year-old girl reading out some deeply worrying esoteric poem that Charlie had obviously written, talking about Lucifer being this being of love and doing everything in the name of love, just this Aleister Crowley stuff. And that's where I think he's coming from, this 1960s occult hippie movement. And I don't know if he knows what he's part of. I got a feeling he kind of does. And he doesn't believe in any moral objectivity, so he can run around with young girls and do what he wants haphazardly and just say it's all part of a 3D reality created by the goddess, Lucifer.
Well, you know, I suppose that's not entirely far off the mark, you know, because I don't know terribly much about the occult. I mean, I know freaking tons more than the average person, but that's not saying much because there's a lot of it. But, yeah, I've started to notice that sort of rhetoric coming out. And you know where it all started for me? It started after he got arrested during the purge before the Kate and Will's wedding, don't you think? Ever since that video of him getting arrested and his girlfriend filming him and what have you, the second he came back out of the cells and everything like that, he'd flipped completely. Then he goes on this BBC road trip and surrounded by a couple of other truthers. And in fact, there was a that documentary aired the other night, and I read an article on 911truther.com saying that basically it was written by one of the more enlightened truthers of the game, because they had an age restriction and to make sure that you couldn't have any older intelligent truthers, of course, or people that knew tons about it and had scientific backgrounds and all that kind of stuff. You wouldn't be allowing those people on. What you do is you just get a whole bunch of young people, put them in a bus and take them overseas and what have you, and then just edit out all the intelligent dialogue that they have and all the intelligent questions that they ask, and then just only leave in a fight that they have with each other, which they made up afterwards, but that was cut out too. You know,
it was so pathetic. I watched that conspiracy road trip at about 1 a.m. the other night, and I was literally enraged watching it. I mean, this Irish piece of crap, they had a comedian, they had running it, and, you know, no disrespect against Irish people, but this guy was a total idiot. He was just like, well, he introduced the show by saying somehow outrageously these people believe in conspiracy theories concerning the U.S. government being involved in 9/11, and I personally think it was Bin Laden. As if that explains everything. I personally think it was Bin Laden. Okay, that explains away Building 7. That explains away the insider trading. That explains away being able to get through the Pentagon's defenses. That just explains everything. I just can't believe, and the road trip was just idiotic. Either these people were all sub 80 IQ, or they just edited out the over 80 IQ stuff. Charlie is over age 26. It was the application form, which is on the net, strictly says it was for ages 18 to 26. Okay, and now Charlie was 30 at the time, I believe, and so he should have been excluded. But, of course, they'll bend the rules for old Charles, won't they? Won't they, Mr. Veach? Because you've been on TV a few times, and you've got a few connections in the right places, and you say the right stuff. You're anti-religion, like your dad's Facebook profile says, staunchly anti-religion, you know, which is popular. So they use you to set up religion and plug the occult and all the rest of it, you know. So it goes. I see through it. I saw it to begin with, but I let it go in my own head because I thought, okay, now this guy, at least he's standing against total authoritative madness on one side. But then, you know, I always sensed he was going to rip into who he calls conspiracy theorists, and there he is ripping into Radowski and Jones and everyone else under the sun, making all sorts of lewd comments about them. And he's basically coming from a UN point of view now. Like, he supported all the uprisings, all the violent uprisings in the Middle East. Last night, I listened to Barack Obama on the BBC at 3 a.m. doing exactly the same thing, praising all the resistance fighters and bloggers and protesters in Libya as if it was some sort of altruistic revolution. He bought into all that because that's controlled left stuff. I mean, Charlie Veach is a lot more stupid than he thinks he is. Put it that way.
Yeah, well, this is the thing about that Max Egan interview that he did, right? Basically, he didn't know what the hell he was talking about, okay? Any truther who's seen more than one or two documentaries on 9/11, and I must have seen at least maybe 30 by now, would know how to answer every single question that Max Egan asked him. Charlie didn't know how to answer a single one of them. You know, it was like, pulverized concrete? What's that? It's just like, there's pulverized concrete, of course, Charlie, of course. Okay, so here's the question. A lot of accusations have been going around saying that he's been bought off, he's become an agent, or he was a stage provocateur, or he's COINTELPRO, or this, that, and the other. Now, I'm not sure about any evidence that there is to support that. I mean, if he's got a paycheck or something along those lines, or deep connections into the occult, or what have you, I'd like to know about it. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know about it. Okay, and quite frankly, I'm not 100% sure if it matters. What matters really is whether or not people continue to keep listening to him and basically sucking down his venom.
Whether someone is in MI5 or on the BBC payroll or part of some high-level Order of the Golden Dawn, OTO, Name Your Lodge group, really doesn't matter if they promote the same epistemology, the same belief structure. If they promote the same belief structure, they're just as bad as them. So it really doesn't matter if they're formally inducted or not, in my mind, because it's just they're doing exactly the same work that they would be unofficially.
So you've hit it on the head right there. It's like, you don't need to accuse people of something. All you need to do is just say the truth. This is exactly what he's doing, and it sounds a lot like this, this, and this. Ergo, that's how he's acting. I'm not going to jump the gun and go, well, he's obviously paid by MI5. The BBC obviously gave him £1 million. You know, he works for Mossad. He works for this and that. That's just freaking stupid, okay? Unless you've got the evidence, okay? Evidence. And not just the word evidence, but what evidence actually implies. Have you noticed that people in scientific discussions will, and they're just basically retarded, and they keep repeating the word evidence as though by repeating the word evidence they're actually giving you evidence?
Yeah, and Charlie sees himself in the science crowd now, who's saying when he was insulting the lady protesting down in London on 9/11, and he was having his little dance party with his ridiculous DNB down there, in another insane act, he was basically saying 600-mile-an-hour planes flying into buildings, that's science, you know. And sure, there's huge forces at work, but the buildings were designed for huge forces. The central columns could support 3 to 5 times their own weight, you know. This is ridiculous. Yeah, there were huge forces at work, but work out both sides, Charlie. And he's not like that. He's not a technically minded person, you know. He's a kind of right-brained person in a sense. You know? You know, he's not a left brain. He's not a fat guy. He's more emotive and everything. He's kind of feminine in that sense. not to be sexist or anything, but he is kind of an effeminate individual, believe it or not. That's my point of view. He's kind of like Christian Slater in Heathers, if anyone's seen that movie.
I have.
And yeah, he's kind of evil in that way, and it's got a, yeah. If people watch that movie, watch Heathers. Christian Slater, the lead actor in that. And you'll see Charlie Veach. But I just see him as a knee-jerk kind of person. So he never really understood 9/11 was an inside job for the academic reasons that there are to support it. He's someone who believes in things easily, and those people are dangerous because they flip-flop. They don't actually go through a rigmarole or any sort of their own rigmarole. Doesn't have to be laid out by the scientific method or anything. But just he didn't really thrash it out in his own mind before he went and announced it to the world. And so I won't go and make a stage for myself unless I think I've got some stuff figured out. Because otherwise, you're just misleading people, even if it's just through idiocy alone.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's why I start every show, or at least try to, if I can remember to do it, with the proviso that I don't have any credibility. Okay. Don't trust everything that I say. Research it for yourself. If you want to start talking about these things that I say as if they're freaking gospel, then you're just becoming a cult of personality. And the same goes for every single radio show host. Unless you know it for yourself, it ain't true yet.
Yeah, credibility is in the information as far as I'm concerned. And there is just so much information that doesn't just corroborate, but contradicts the official story. Directly contradicts, and so the official story cannot of 9/11. This is cannot stand. And Charlie Veach, he seems to have just thrown out bucket loads of information. I mean, is he going to forget about all the symbology surrounding us now if he doesn't believe in this New World Order crap, as he puts it? I mean, so does the Masonic checker no longer adorn the Metropolitan Police uniform? Does it no longer adorn the New Zealand and Australian and Canadian police uniforms? You know what I mean? Is this all a part of the illusionary truth of the world?
The huge amount that he's talked about the elite and the banking system and the New World Order and about 9/11 and that kind of stuff, and then he just makes this major U-turn, cuts across six lanes of traffic in rush hour time, and everything just kind of grinds to a halt. Boom! You know, and look what's happened, man. He's had to disable all the comments on his videos because everybody who basically liked him and liked his videos was a truther. And now that he's going out and purposely abusing them, boom, he's getting what he freaking deserves. Okay? You know, and this is what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. If you betray truthers, if you pick a fight with truthers, you cannot win, okay? Mainstream media tried to pick a fight with truthers. Now nobody listens to them.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Thought you were going to say the B word like him for a minute.
No. I'm much more classy. Now, I make jokes about dead babies. All right. At least I don't rape them. Now, we're talking about we weren't really talking about doing hit pieces right now. Now, I always like to show myself out warts and all, you know. I don't want to go out and deceive people and say that I'm like the ultimate researcher and I've got all this moral high ground and what have you, okay? Basically, if you want to define me as critically as possible, you say that I'm a loudmouth, egotistical propagandist. And I think that's about as close to the truth as you can get. And if you want to add a little bit on to that, I'm a good guy who often changes his mind when new evidence is appealing, and I'm a very loyal friend. Okay? So I'm a loudmouth propagandist who's also a very nice guy who is very reasonable and is a very loyal guy. Okay,
for those listening,
it's about the extent.
For those listening, Will Ryan is not guilty by association. Yes.
Exactly. Will is not loyal. Exactly. Will is not loyal, you know.
No, I'm not loyal, not a good friend or any of the above. Yeah, yeah. No, that's it. Exactly.
Will's just a knob, honestly.
Only loyal to MI5, but yeah. No, I mean, I don't think Charlie Veitch works for MI5 because, frankly, they want intelligent people. Seriously. Not just people who think they can pick up down at the local bar. I can score more chicks than you, bro. I mean, that's literally Charlie Veitch's argument. Is 9/11 an inside job? I can pick up more than you. What the hell, man? Seriously.
And when you say literally that's his argument, we're not kidding. In fact, he pulled that video, bro. Did you see that? And so what I did is, luckily somebody else uploaded it, so I've put it on the link to the video that I made. The video that I made about it is Charlie Veitch, why is he acting like an asshole, Mr. News? And so I've got the two links to the relevant YouTube videos there for you if you want to see what I'm actually talking about. Because and for those of you who are actually completely unfamiliar with Charlie Veitch, let's just define it like this. He was a funny guy with a megaphone who went out saying, everything is okay, move swiftly to your next shopping experience, ladies and gentlemen. Who cares about the billion people in China that get nothing? They're Chinese, there's a billion of them. Think about all the people that get lots. Okay,
that's
that kind of thing. Really
that's
funny, really
exactly.
Funny and good. And whenever the police would come up to them, they would use sovereign free man arguments, etc., etc. You know, they would really, really do some good work out there. And they would hug police officers. That was one of the main points that really kind of, I think, drew people in to the Love Police in the first place, was the fact that they were actually going out there hugging security, hugging police officers, that sort of thing. They were breaching the barrier between this sort of society. If you're wearing a uniform for some reason, you've got a barrier in front of you and you can't be close to people, the Love Police broke that barrier. And now the reason why everybody's so upset about it is that it was really inspiring for them to see that kind of thing happen, and then he does this total reversal and starts demonizing 9/11 truth. And I'm not talking about just slightly attacking or what have you. I'm talking full-on demonization, ultimate establishment propaganda-type demonization straight away after going on this road trip. That's why everybody got really upset with him. That's why he had to disable the comments on his videos. That's why when you search for Charlie Veitch now, his videos have hundreds of thousands of views, but there's dozens and dozens and dozens of other videos that have only been uploaded for, like, you know, days, weeks, whatever, that have thousands and thousands of views catching up to him, because he has generated that much hate for himself. Okay,
the only reason
hate breeds hate, and if that's what you're going to do, if that's what you're going to spit out at the end of the megaphone from now on, that's precisely the reaction you should expect. If you start spewing out love, as he was, he's got heaps and heaps of love back, and now he's only spewing out hate. It's the only thing he's going to get back.
Well, I spew out a bit of hate towards the establishment, and so did Charlie to begin with, but he did it in a vague way, and that's how he got this. My support, that's where we got the support of lots of people, millions of people probably around the world. And so, or at least tens of thousands on a regular basis. And so, but he noticed how he was always going up against the man in a satirical, kind of vague, non-specific way. That always concerned me, because if you don't have specific reasons or solutions to advance or anything else, you know, he called himself an anarchist, and yeah, he sure is trying to create a bit of anarchy, it seems. But then he's not an anarchist of any kind that I can recognize. I know there's lots of different branches of anarchism, because then he goes and talks about the goddess constantly, which is, if anyone knows about the founding of the United States, look at a walking Liberty silver dollar. Why is the goddess all over it? Why is there Columbia pictures? What if Skull and Bones worship, eulogia? You know, what's the White House, the Roman Diana Temple? The goddess, America was founded in this feminine, esoteric identity. The Statue of Liberty is part of that also. It's more transgender. But he's right with the establishment at the very core of it. At the very core of it. But then is against some of the trappings of it further down the tree, so to speak. But he is for the root of the tree. He is the same as the system. And so he goes and mucks around with underage girls. He becomes an egomaniac. He then has all the trappings of the system himself. You see what I mean? I watched that BBC Roadshow because I thought, okay, what really changed Charlie's mind? I want to see why the supposedly smart guy changed his mind at a 180. I saw nothing. It just enraged me even more. The BBC show was like watching Idiocracy. Literally, the people now, and society speaks for itself, you know, it's just what that, you know, Building 7? Yeah, it's so stupid. So stupid. Boy, I just wonder why apes...
It seems to be designed to capture, like, absolute morons into the fold and just basically turn everybody into this... And I'm sure you've seen these type of YouTube comments. Well, you truthers are all morons. Or you're a twofer, like T-W-O-O-F-E-R kind of thing, you know? Just kind of using these ad hominem stupid attacks, presenting absolutely no evidence to the contrary of what people are arguing. And you see the comments on the videos that we made talking with that cop on Queen Street, you know? Protesters convinced police 9/11 was an inside job. Okay, you see all the comments coming down on that completely reasonable conversation that the cop practically agreed with us on everything, and yet they still come out going, "You stupid truthers, you'll never convince anybody." Just this kind of myopic, minuscule, moronic.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got told that I need to stop thinking I'm Jason Bourne and all this sort of stuff. Like, seriously, man. I got to laugh at some of the comments. It's just so ridiculous. Oh, it's Charlie Beecher thinks he's Jason Bourne, cruise around with aviators. Yeah, I traveled the whole world with underage girls around me. Oh, yeah, I'm just such a dude. You know, come on, man. We could all try and exploit that if we wanted to, but some of us have some morality.
Yeah. Well, and that's ultimately what it really comes down with, is that in a society so lacking in morality, is this kind of incident any surprise at all? No, it's not, because it breeds these type of people, these type of, he was exposed, like, I think over a year ago or something, saying that he had psychopath eyes and he's going to set up the 9/11 truth movement and that kind of thing. And sure enough, here it is. So it's obvious to some people, right? But others aren't that much of a sociopath, so they aren't able to see their own kind, sort of thing.
And, maybe that's why he wears aviators. Maybe. Hide those psycho eyes.
No, I doubt it, bro, because he's done copious amounts of videos without sunglasses on. So I think it's more than the fact sunglasses are cool, you know, and that's kind of his modus operandi. He just tries to be cool, wears designer labels and that kind of thing. And
he's got to pick up while he's out and about in London, you know, after they're filming. You know, all right, let's go down to the Freemasonic bar. You know, I think he is a Freemason. I really do.
Have you got any evidence to confirm that, though? You know, this is the problem when you start throwing out accusations like that.
Well, some of the handshakes he's used for a start, but then again, I don't know if he's doing that on purpose or not.
Because he does go on about this. He has this sort of sarcastic thing of responding to criticism, don't you think? That when he's accused, like, for example, somebody accused him of being Damien Rockefeller, like one of the Rockefeller love children. He's like, "Yes, sir, you figured me out. My true name is Damien." And just kind of making fun of you, sort of thing. So I was wondering, is that basically his modus operandi? You know?
Well, that could be double-double, you know? You could make light of something that's true in order to wash it off.
Yeah, indeed. And after the break, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking your calls. The number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. And if you'd like to be connected by Skype, you can contact us through the Vinnie Eastwood Show Facebook chat group. If you just search for that on Facebook, and then you can chuck us your Skype name, and we'll be able to bring you up that way if you're an overseas caller. So you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the lighter side of genocide, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland City in a slave South Pacific nation, New Zealand. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna abandon that joke before I get myself too deep into it. Oh wait, here we go again. Now I want to talk a bit about some Kiwi news. We've had some recent trials, terror raids, if you will, and I love the fact that the media calls them terror raids because they were pretty terrifying for all the people that got raided for absolutely no freaking reason after they'd been secretly surveilled for what, over a year. And now the government's coming out and saying, oh, but if we let these terrorists, that aren't terrorists because we just manufactured evidence, get off because we don't allow secret filming, which you shouldn't allow in any free society, then all these other people that we secretly filmed, without warrants or any permission or what have you, in full violation of the Bill of Rights, might get off their charges that we manufactured in a court of law. You know, that's what's going on here in this country. And I'm sure our American listeners know precisely what this is talking about. The Patriot Act. Oh, it's so patriotic to surveil the American people with illegal wiretaps without warrants. Isn't that nice? Isn't that keep you feeling so safe that police can invade your entire life? You know, if anybody's the least trustworthy profession in the world, it'd probably be police to a large extent. And the reason I say that is not because I don't like police or anything like that. I mean, that's a fact, but it's more the fact that they enforce lies, okay? If you're enforcing the law, you must know that the laws themselves that you're enforcing are lies. Ergo, you have to be a liar to enforce them. And that's what goes on. And now, this is where our society has decided to head. You know, this is like the final solution, the final conclusion to all this BS and tyranny that's been built up over the last few decades, all kept lying about our economy growing and shrinking and expanding and blah, 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 like a freaking hollow earth theory or some crap like that. What's going on? What's going on? Seriously, and why don't people see it? I know that why people see it, because, hey, they're too trusting. Okay, they're too freaking trusting. Oh, the government would never do that. Well, it's just like if you look at history, it's the only thing they do. Okay, governments always lie. Governments always cheat. They always descend into tyranny. Okay, doesn't matter how good the country was to start off with, it's still going to wind up coming out the other end as monstrously steaming corn-filled poop. That's basically what's going on here. I don't understand the mentality of why people can just say, oh, well, just let the government have the ability to secretly surveil your citizens. That doesn't breach our Bill of Rights at all. Yes, it freaking does, okay? Here's the problem. People say, and this is usually the police line, oh, well, if you've got nothing to hide, you shouldn't be worried about it. And it's like, well, mate, I shouldn't be treated like I've got something to hide, okay? Thank you very much. Innocent until proven otherwise. Thank you very much. You know, if you want to stick a camera in my house and you want to surveil me for 3 days without a warrant and then you find nothing and you take off, I'm not going to go, oh, well, they didn't find anything. All they did was break into my house and watch me naked getting changed for 3 days. You know, that's fine. You know, I'm a slave. I don't really care about that kind of thing. No, I would be pissed. I would find the names of these cops. I would find their freaking badge numbers. I would do the worst, most cacophonous, cackling hit piece on this scum that you would ever freaking see. Right? Because this is precisely the reaction that should be taken with this kind of tyranny. What do you think, Will?
Don't know what to think after that, Vinny. I don't know what to think after that, Vinny.
I just get really angry, you know. I can't help it. I can't contain it. This is just seriously, I'm halfway between yelling and screaming and hurting somebody and smashing my computer screen and crying for the loss of my nation's liberty.
I mean, what I don't get... Well, I do get it. I do get it. It's a small, marginalized sector of society that protests, and as long as the majority of people think, well, look, if you don't have anything to hide, you don't have anything to fear type crap, which the police won't stick to when you try and film them on the street in public property, then as long as you've got the majority of people hoodwinked and stupid and apathetic, you can get away with it. And that's the sad thing about mob rule and democracy, so-called democracy. People don't understand how dangerous democracy really is. You need to have direct democracy, but there also needs to be a constitutional limiting, government-limiting factor to that, a boundary line. People say, oh, no, but things are constantly changing because we're in this evolving progressive society. And so you get progressive politics. And you know, most reasoned people believe in progressive politics, it seems, because these reasoned people don't know crap about crap, basically. They don't know any operating principles of
society,
empires through time. They think all the tyranny was 500 years plus ago, and that those same laws, those same underlying principles are not in action today, and that's their biggest undoing. They sit around and they study things, and they abstract into any irrelevant little hobby they can find.
If I may, devil's greatest trick was convincing people that he doesn't exist. The devil's second greatest trick is convincing people he did it out of love.
So Charlie Veach has fallen for both. Yep.
You know, let's stay off topic because I want to really talk about New Zealand and how it kind of relates to the rest of the world with the kind of stuff that we're going through at the moment. Because you know, the United States has been suffering under the regime of Barack H. O'Barry, our Lord and Savior, for about 4 years now, and we've been under our Prime Minister, the Don Key, for three, four years? I don't know. Tyranny escapes me sometimes when it comes to chronology. and it seems like, it was interesting, like they both got elected at the same time, the same year, same election cycle, and they both run for blue parties, except one of them is the false left party, the Democrats, and one of them is the false right party, the National Party, right? And it's just real funny. These little coincidences that we see out here. And they're both, incidentally, you know, people who are, like, trained up by Wall Street bankers and lawyers and all of that kind of crap who seemingly came out of nowhere in some kind of messianic fashion, got landslide victories, have plenty of money of their own in the bank, promise everybody that they're going to fix everything. And sure enough, as soon as they get elected, they do the direct opposite. Okay? And that was probably the... main motivation for some of my Facebook statuses last night. Politicians aren't all scumbags, just the ones that get elected. Wastefulness is a government's only efficiency. Hey, here's what you really have to understand about government. It is absolutely ineffective, okay? It's basically the least efficient type of way to run anything. Right, in a business, for example, and Chris Wingate talked about this on the show, if you've got an idiot on your staff, you can fire the bastard, okay? Because he's holding everybody up. In Parliament, if you've got an idiot on your staff, you've got to keep the bastard until the next frickin' election and hope that the people vote him out. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to suffer fools for my entire career path, okay? That's why I don't work for anybody anymore. I can't be bothered. You know, I don't even want to take the risk. Honestly, of working for somebody who's just an absolute a-hole or having any description of power over me. I don't like that. I don't like that. I like being able to say what I think, when I think it, and face the consequences of my thoughts and actions by other people who have no power over me other than the power I have over myself kind of thing. You know, I'm not sure if you know what I mean. Yeah.
The thing is, Vinny, outside of employment, we still have to suffer the freaking fools running the show. And the fools who support the foolish and not so foolish running the show.
Ah, but they can't tell us what to do.
Oh, they can. And if we don't, and if you don't go along, you know how it goes. You've had force used on you. I've had force used on me. You know how it goes, man. And that's why we do what we do, to try and stop this rising tide of tyranny. But sadly, A lot of people are too hoodwinked into their, you know, gadgets and, you know, sex rings and whatever else they get up to notice what's going on. And sadly, just the modern world has got a lot of trappings. Not all of them bad, but they can be used for bad purposes. They can be used to conceal agenda and to buy time. Well, if you're working against people, what would you want to do? Well, basically distract them, because you know you can't make them totally retarded overnight. You get them halfway there, a bit of fluoride and aspartame and mercury. Frankly, we do suffer fools because, I mean, look how we can't hand out flyers on the street the other day, man.
Oh, yeah. See, now here's another bit of New Zealand news for the Kiwi listeners. And in America, you'll love this. This is great. In New Zealand, in Auckland, there is a new bylaw passed. Any truthers out there listening, pay attention to this. It is illegal to hand out flyers. It is illegal to hand out DVDs. It is illegal to use a megaphone or any form of voice amplification device in the entire Auckland region of 1.4, 1.5 million people, okay? It doesn't matter whether you're on a back rural street in the Auckland region or whether you're on the central street. You're just far more likely to get caught in the central street. The consequences of which mean that you can be prosecuted by the council, and you can also have all of your items seized, confiscated.
I have the notice right in front of me here.
Read it, bro. Yeah.
This is a bylaw warning-seizure notice, Auckland City Council, and it gives the name of the event. So they asked for a group name. I said, we're just a loosely organized group of concerned citizens. And so they just put the group name, Investigate 9/11 Hard Evidence Group, does not have a name. And then they put my name, William Daniel Ryan, and I had to sign on that. On that. If I didn't sign, they would jump to the end goal, which was seize all material, all paraphernalia associated with our protest or remonstration, which included Vinny's camera, another $1,000-plus camera, two more $1,000-plus cameras, and all our DVDs and flyers and everything else. They could have seized it all, and then I would have been the demon because 15 people would have suffered because of me. And so I just followed orders as I have to. So you can't do anything with 10 cops standing around and four city council people. I followed orders, and it says, bylaw warning, you must do the following action. Cease distributing DVD, pamphlet, or any material of such nature. You must comply with this notice by 1500 hours, 11th of September 2011. And then it says on the back, if I do not comply, Local Government Act 2002, 164, seizure of property not on private land. Not on private means the Queensland. 164, 1, subsection 1B, that property materially involved in the commission of an offence may be seized. So basically it's got a whole bunch of small print saying they can... If he or she does not stop committing the offence, what they deem to be an offence, the enforcement officer has power to seize and impound the property, and then if you don't pay them the fine, they'll sell your property at auction. Because we live in a free society where you have a Magna Carta. Like I literally said, the bylaw doesn't overrule the Magna Carta. They're just like, what that? It's just idiocracy, man. Just you watch Idiocracy. The cop just turns around and sprays him in the face. The mace just shut up. You sound like a fag with all your smart talk. That's what it's like. That's what it's like, man. It's just like you try and talk intelligent and like, are you gay? So what the hell? I'm more straight than you. But it's like, yeah. I can't believe what we're living in, man. I'm just wondering how bad it's going to get by the time I want to have kids and actually make something of my life. I mean, it's just terrible.
You know what? I'm getting really sick of this tyranny. You know, I have so much anger, right? And the problem is that if I go out and I show these people my anger, I'll get freaking locked up. Why not? Even though it's a perfectly reasonable response given the circumstance. I mean, anybody out there, you want to call in and tell us what you think of this new New Zealand legislation? New Zealand puts the NZ in Nazi. There we go. And the number to call in is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. The topic is draconian laws and how you feel about them. Okay, how do you feel about the government being able to illegally, well, in my opinion, unlawfully, surveil people without a warrant? How do you feel about them gathering evidence on you for an entire year with absolutely no judicial oversight? How do you feel about laws being passed to prevent people from distributing information in the street under pain of having all of their equipment stolen? Okay? Not seized, stolen. Because if somebody tried to take my freaking camera, I would call them a thief, and I would, oh my God, I can't actually say on air what I would do to somebody who tried to steal my camera.
Look, I mean, I'm not for violence, and we didn't engage in violent acts when Vinny was pushed the other day, and everything was kept down to a reasonable level. We were on the level, as the Masons would put it. But seriously, I just want to answer the number one critique from people who believe in this tyranny. I'm not an anarchist, and I personally am for the rule of law. But that doesn't mean I believe in laws incrementally stepping into your house, into your life, wanting to surveil you on the frickin' toilet, or monitor your kids and force immunize them and get them to snitch on you. I'm not for that sort of big government incrementalism. I believe you draw a line, and everyone agrees with that, and you have the rule of law in place to protect people no matter who they are, what color, what race, what age, what sex. Yeah? And so
that's right.
We're not anarchists here. We believe in the rule of law.
And we'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Join us in the chat room and join us on Facebook, and we'll be back in a moment. I want to dab it.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Coming to a town near you, right here on American Freedom Radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and police state measures, if you lose your sense of humour about this, you'll go freaking nuts too. And there's some comments in here from the chat room, from the Greek and a few other people, and the more draconian laws, the closer we are to victory. Soon, no one will be able to deny that we live in a police state. And I take issue with that. I think you underestimate the power of denial. You know? I suppose it's like, well, basically, yeah, I get the point that essentially the worse things get, the easier it will be for us to prove our points. You know, my point is that the government is tyrannical. It's trying to take away all your rights, your liberties, your freedom, collapse the economy, and make you freaking destitute. And the deniers' argument is the government would never hurt you, and it has never hurt you throughout history. And there's basically no such thing as a police state, and police are all kind, nice, honest, decent people that don't have pepper spray or nightsticks to use on people unless they're actually bad people. Right? No. No, it's a direct opposite. If you think that, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Okay? And if you can produce some evidence that you're right, I'll be very, very surprised and very willing to look at it. Because I don't want to know that 9/11 is an inside job. I don't believe it's an inside job, but I don't believe it's not an inside job either. Let's clarify that. The problem is that people have this kind of, this denial retreat mechanism where basically, if something approaches them that they're uncomfortable with, they'll either deny it or run away from it, okay? Which is still a form of denial, really, anyway. Or they'll just attack the people who are telling these things that they don't want to know, you know? I don't want to know that the government's a tyrannical bunch of scumbags that are trying to kill me. I don't want to know that. The fact that I do know that makes it somewhat depressing, okay? And in order to stop being depressed, well, you've got to fight against it, okay? Turn that depression into anger, because like I always say, anger is simply depression plus motivation. Okay? Depressed people ain't got no freaking motivation. Angry people have tons of it. And if you're angry,
yeah, I mean,
you know, give us a call
at
402-237-2525 is the number to call, and hopefully some of our guys in the chat room will ring in at this point, because, well, quite frankly, they look like they've got a lot to say, and we only have two more segments in which to squeeze you in. So get on that phone, 402-237-2525. And also we wanted to bring in some of the international perspective, because we're sitting here in New Zealand, and so many people think New Zealand is a nice, light, fluffy, happy, nice, you know, good red meat-eating, grass-fed beef kind of society. But the reality couldn't be further from the truth. You know, we're, what, third equal, the least corrupt countries in the world, in the supposedly the Corruption Perception Index. That's why they call it a perception index, because everybody's perception is so freaking low that they don't realize the fact that we're probably first equal among the most tyrannical nations on earth.
But Vinny, I just wanted to pull you up on something. Did you say you don't believe 9/11 was an inside job?
I don't believe it wasn't either.
But you don't believe it was an inside job? What do you mean by that? I'm just trying to understand that.
Well, the thing is, to say it's an inside job implies you know precisely who did it and who the criminals are and whatnot.
I saw you were pulled up on that the other day.
And the fact of the matter is, there's so many people that could be involved. Like Lennon said, you know, you find the person that benefits, and there's so many people that benefited.
But they would have had to be on the inside. That's where I disagree with Judy Wood and people. It had to have been an inside job, because no one else could change the chain of command around the Pentagon, around NORAD, who can just allow a plane to fly through the defences around the Pentagon?
Well, think about the Israelis, for example. They have a huge amount of control over the United States. It's been exposed that they have I know what you're saying, and I agree with you, because they've got the ability to basically rule from the outside by being or totally in the cabinet, totally in through all of these massive things, you know, like Benjamin Netanyahu and Silverstein had conversations every week kind of thing, you know, they're all part of the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, and there's so many facets to this, and it's like, Are they all guilty, or are none of them guilty? I mean, the fact of the matter is, we don't know who actually did it. I mean, we can point some fingers at people who are likely suspects and do a critical criminal analysis and deduce that, yes, quite likely these people were involved in it, but until we get a full investigation, we don't know. And if you're calling it... And if you act like you do know, then basically, you know, I don't know what the consequences of that.
The thing is, I'm no Sherlock Holmes, and I don't know any Sherlock Holmeses, but we don't need to know who did it, and we don't need to know how they did it to know it was done on the inside. You know what I mean? We don't. Al Qaeda may have had a role only because they're CIA patsies. You know what I mean? People don't understand why is there only 20% occupancy on the planes. You know? Oh, because according to Operation Northwoods, they'd have a carefully prepared alias list of CIA operatives. Things like this. I mean, people don't want to delve into that. They just go, do you believe all those people are lying about their family members dying? And do you think their phone calls were faked? And it's like, well, yeah, I know the phone calls were faked. Because in July of 2001, in 2004, there was an upgrade to stop the signal from jumping from tower to tower at that altitude, above 8,000 feet, it just gets proportionally less and less chance of a cell phone connection actually being successful prior to the upgrade in 2004, I believe it was, in that part of the United States.
We have a call on the line from one of my favourite callers of all time, because he's always got some really interesting stuff to say, and he kind of teaches me a lot every time he calls up. The Greek, welcome to the show, mate.
Well, thank you. Howdy, howdy, everyone. Again, I think all this stuff, going back as far as you want to go, has to do with people not paying attention. I mean, it seems like, you know, no one's really paying attention. When I say no one, you know, I'm talking about the masses and the main, you know, what makes up the main population. So these people that are running the show, because it's a ridiculous show for idiots, it seems, It's kind of, they're evil ways. They're nothing more than a bunch of youngsters being mischievous. They're behaving like, you know, eight-year-olds or 12-year-olds taking advantage of a bunch of people that are completely asleep.
You know what? I think you've probably touched on something there, because we've kind of become very childlike as a society, don't you think? Like, very low-level intellectual conversations, whatever. And it's basically, I mean, I think there was a comment you put in the chat room there, is if you're trying to expose anything like this, you have to dumb it down to a third-grade level. Otherwise, it just goes over their heads, you know. And I suppose that there's good reasons why that has basically come about. You know, all of our foods are toxic, all of our drinks are toxic, our air is toxic, our plastics are toxic. I mean, it's like I was saying the other day to a friend of mine that we live in a completely toxic environment. And I believe that this has been done on purpose to facilitate that kind of widespread public retardation.
Yeah, also, I mean, you could look at it that also naturally there are a lot of natural changes. You know, there's a lot of hoopla with the global warming, and it is global, but it happens to be every globe in the solar system, right? The pressure zones are increasing, and there's more radiation on the planet. So you're being hit from the synthesized toxins that man is creating and the natural toxins that are appearing during this particular cycle of time. It's a double whammy.
You know, and I think that smacks of elite planning, don't you think? Whenever there's multiple games in play that coincide sort of thing, that's when you can be pretty much sure that there's an elite hand behind it, because otherwise you'd just be a coincidence theorist, wouldn't you? Because these people do have ridiculous amounts of influence. And of course, right now, as I'm speaking, there's people hanging up from the show, thinking, oh, this Vinny guy's crazy, he's talking about the elite, he's talking about this, that, the other. Well, I'm sorry, mate. Just because you don't know what I'm talking about doesn't mean I don't. Okay.
And I hate that we have to. Sorry if I can butt in there. I hate that we have to moderate things, moderate what we say, and tone things down because, oh, you can say this much, but if you start talking about secret societies, or if you start talking about that the banking system is being destroyed by design or anything like that, if you allude to grand conspiracies, then you're going to lose people. But you can talk about little factions of truth, and I hate that. It's kind of like, no, talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. And we should put out everything we know in order to try and elevate where we're trying to get faster. The fact that people might have a lower tolerance for it isn't my problem, it's theirs.
Yeah, yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you can't dumb yourself down for the people who are too dumb to understand you. It's their responsibility to wise up.
Well, you see, also, Vinny, from my own research, I've always found out that the high levels of truth in science, politics, money, medicine, nature, politics, was always kept from the people. These secret societies, of course, as you know, they go back from time immemorial. They go back thousands of years. And the knowledge was always kept from the people. So that goes back into the concept of, is there going to be a turn right now? Or not right now, meaning now or now, but within the next decade where there's going to be an opening, sort of like the shell will crack and the egg will pour out and things will change. Yes, absolutely, that's going to happen, and it's going to be a major, major shift. It's not only for this modern society, but a shift that hasn't happened for, again, time immemorial, for recorded a period of almost 6,000 years. And we're on the precipice of that.
Now, does that give you inspiration or intimidation? You know, like, some people talk about how it's really an exciting time to be alive because we've got all this technology and we're able to get the truth out on platforms like American Freedom Radio and YouTube and what have you, and so we're on the very cusp of greatness. Other people are saying, well, actually, if you keep doing that sort of thing, what you're going to do is you're going to wind up getting the draconian measures passed in place much quicker, and you're going to lose out on your freedom a heck of a lot faster.
Well, in essence, if you go back and look at the banking system, you know, everyone's talking about the economy. There is no economy. There is no banks because everything is based on credit. And the concept of credit is just like good little boys and girls are supposed to share everything because there is no ownership. So what do? Is they tell you in school and in tradition that you need to get a job so you can own things and buy things, right? And you can't do that with credit. There's no way you can buy anything. You're just exchanging. And if you could buy anything and own it, you'd need an army to protect it so you don't get pirated. So, in essence, those that do call themselves the Illuminati are trying to also give that message that we're all here on this planet, essentially, supposed to share everything. We're just using everything. We're not. There's no ownership. And it's a very strong mixed message because it's very clear by looking at your banknotes that it's nothing but a note, which in essence is a canceled check on a closed account. And also by watching all of your prop banking propaganda, come and get your credit checked. Well, little children, as they mature, ask their parents, where do babies come from? But I've never seen any adults ask where credit comes from.
Exactly. When was the last time there was a BBC documentary explaining the history of money? They'll tell you the sex life of, you know, monkeys and somewhere in South America, but they won't tell you anything about the history of money that everyone uses. Funny that.
Yeah.
Funny how
again in school they never teach you anything about law, the legal system. It doesn't matter if you go to university or not, and they never teach you anything about money, and they don't teach any real science. The current science that's being taught is nothing but a bunch of unprovable facts that go away once they're proven to be false.
Yeah, I mean, this is how untechnical people are. Most people don't even, all the science crowd like to call us conspiracy theorists. They don't even know that the dollars in their wallets aren't even money. Like, what do you mean? Although that $100 bill is not money. It's currency.
Right,
they don't know the difference between
private.
Currency and money even. Well, that's how stupid they are.
Well, what gets people in trouble is they're constantly endorsing. You see, you've got the public and the private side, and they're always endorsing the private side. So here they talk about ending the Fed, okay, and the Federal Reserve. But all these people are endorsing the private credit system, you see. So how, you know, you can't
the
curse the very thing you're supporting, and it's basically done with your signature. There was a Simpsons episode all about that, where this little demon-type creature just kept telling Marge Simpson, just sign the check, just sign the check. And she says, no, think about it. It all has to do with private endorsement. All of your agencies, whether it be government or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're all de jure officers of this private credit system. So when the officer asks you to sign the complaint, that was a negotiable instrument. It has a number on it. You can trace that number with a stockbroker, and he'll show you how it's being traded.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think we should run away from the system in terms of how we're all just numbered links in some sort of tax system. We need to take exact ownership of the system.
Well, taxes are another thing.
And the Greek, you can hold on till after the break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment coming up of the lighter side of genocide. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest as well, Ryan, and the Greek is a caller. So we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the breed of uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people that other people command. Middle East is a modern day attack on a native land. Project eugenics planned on the common man. Expand the military-industrial complex. Annex foreign soil with chemical objects. Vex the psyop attacking your conscience. Next, your brain agrees with the offense. Political correctness, people are afraid.
Welcome back to the politically correct show. The show where we try and encourage you to not say what you think because thoughts are freaking dangerous. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And if you can't find the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, just Google Vinnie Eastwood. That's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question, not Vinnie with an IE, because I don't want to be an example to anybody. You've got to be an example to yourself. And welcome back to our caller, the Greek. Now, I wanted to ask you a question, mate. What do you make of all of this draconian legislation coming in right now, just as it's starting to be exposed? All of a sudden, they decide that it's a brilliant idea to start ramping it up. to give us even more ammunition to throw at them. Are these people going crazy with power and they're just scrambling like cockroaches to try and get out of the line of the poison that we're spraying on them, or what?
Good question, but I can, if I give you a really truthful answer, it may not be in line with the actual draconian part. It appears to be draconian, but the simple answer is they're just in really bad shape for money, what they call money right now. So they need a new form of credit instrument, and the most tried and true type of instrument they could negotiate on the financial market are what's called charging documents, you see. So it always goes back to the money, Vinny, and the people are so complacent that they're allowing it to happen, just like letting, you know, there's certain people like, you know, don't walk on the on my grass, right? And other people don't care. So the majority of the people do not know anything about law or legal. So they just, you know, see it as an authority figure, which they are, because ultimately all authority figures carry the weapons, right? And they're just being told by the European attorneys, you need better financial instruments, and these charging instruments, you know what I mean by charging, like, you know, when you go to their legal system, you're always being charged with something. And no one stops and asks, you know, that the word charge is a principle of accounting. It has nothing to do with law. You can only charge an account. You can't charge a human being, but that's a whole other ball of wax. So what they're doing, as you can see in the news, they're always saying, you know, the financial system, this and that, you know, it's broken, it's run down, so we need something new. So you're going to see across the board more laws, because these laws, actually, if you look at you don't have a constitution, you have something like a constitution in New Zealand, you'll see that all the laws that they write only apply to the government employees. But, you know, that's a whole other thing again. So, yeah, they're just really desperate for money. All these charges, all these court cases have numbers on them that are nothing more than financial instruments.
You know what? I think you're right, eh? And that's the problem, is that financial instruments are up here, you know, up near your brow and top of your head sort of thing. It's not down here, like being kicked in the face by a jackbooted thug, is it? And so people don't notice it because it's not knocking on their door. It's not doing a tap and rap and thieving their grow operation off them, is it?
Yeah, well, they're getting cruel. You see, they always get someone else to do their dirty work, you know. You know, you've got people that, you know, most of the people in law enforcement have a choice. You know, am I going to go into the military, you know, get a job at, you know, doing this or that, or, you know, or am I going to go become a law enforcement? And now you can see the salaries for law enforcement are becoming more and more appealable to a lot of people. So it's all about money, really, and there is no money. That's the joke, isn't it?
So it's all about something that doesn't exist, and people wonder why the world's going crazy.
Well, look at Christmas, right? That's perfect. You know, example, look how, you know, everyone's chasing Santa Claus, you know, on Christmas. If you read the Bible, it has nothing to do with December 25th. As a matter of fact, there's no such thing as December. But you see, I like to reckon things in a simple way. Look at your simple multiple-choice question-answer school that they give you in the slave school. They give you a question, then you have A, B, C, or D, multiple-choice answer, right? So you've got a question, and you've got... Yeah, so you've got four answers. Now, what's that?
I'm just saying they frame the debate. They say, if you're not with this, you're with that. If you're not with that, you're with this.
Well, follow the thought for a moment. Yeah, so look how simple it is. It's really simple to reckon things, and this is the best way. You look at your multiple choice answers. You've got a question, and you've got four possible answers. Now, you know only one of them is correct, and the other three are wrong, but they're rigged to look right, aren't they? So now, if you haven't done your homework, you're going to guess. But if you've done your homework, you'll be able to pick the correct one. And when you're reading them, you'll say, oh, wow, look at how these are almost structured to look correct, but they're not. So right away, that one-quarter rule works across the board. Three-quarters of all the information on any subject that's put out is false.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, this is the problem with being in the conspiracy movement, is that there's so many conspiracies, and I think this is the argument that the establishment uses. Because there's lots of conspiracies, they're all wrong kind of thing, and it's just absolutely incorrect. there's so many conspiracies that you actually need to do some research and find some information on each and every one of them before you can determine for yourself what's right and wrong. This is how mainstream media kind of frames everything. As you were saying before, Will, debates being framed, it's like, this is all perfectly plausible, but this is crazy. You know, they try and set that kind of dichotomy up, and as a result, it ensnares a lot of people and turns them against each other, the old divide and conquer sort of thing.
People can't believe that they're asking crazy.
We'll try to be a reductionist. Reduce the Earth's population down to just 10 people. Is there still a possibility of a conspiracy forming if there are just 10 people left on the Earth? Absolutely, isn't there?
Yeah. And it does. That's Lord of the Flies. Every example you can think of, if you go camping with people, there's always one, you know, bastard who gets in the way of stuff. Amongst your mates, who's the cheater, who's the liar, who's the honest person? And yet they don't think this plays out on a larger scale. They don't think that all the psychopaths align themselves with each other. Good people align themselves. Naive people align themselves. Dumb people align themselves. They don't understand how we arrange ourselves as a humanoid species.
Yeah, it's like these people have never seen an episode of Survivor.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's called predatory nature. It's predatory, like the lions have a conspiracy, right? And so do the hyenas, and a pack of wolves have a conspiracy to hunt. The hunters are in a conspiracy.
It's simply an agenda that has to invoke multiple conspiracies because of the complex world we live in and the different layers of society and everything else. So it's just a single agenda. That's all it is. It's not anything difficult, really, I think. They try to make it confusing.
It's a preface. Like what Vinny said, you're on the draconian aspect of it, but when there's nothing to eat and no water to drink, and SPF 4000 doesn't help because the sun is so hot, conspiracy things and the draconian laws automatically go away, and then when you get water to drink again and food to eat and the sun cools down, where you can live on the surface of the planet again for a little while, the conspiracies come through again, you see, so it's part of the nature that man has instilled a predatory nature. And it will change. It will go away.
Most people don't want to think, though. They don't want to think about the hard things. What they are is pragmatists. They live with the practical consequences they're faced with. They go, I got to work for money, so I work. I got to do this. I got to, you know, they don't actually think about why. Why is it that we need more and more money to pay for the same things? What, you know, people are not engaged with their own reality. It's just as if they're just, I'm a peasant, this is my position, it's not my role to question things, politics is best left to those in Parliament or in Congress. And that's how, so people say that to me all the time, it's best left to those in Wellington, New Zealand's capital. No, it's not.
Well, was it Nietzsche that said that the common man is best ruled with a heavy hand?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that will change,
Here's what the problem is, right? People aren't raised properly as kids anymore. Okay, the family unit's been completely destroyed. The Rockefellers financed the feminist movement in the 60s and what have you, so that now nobody can wind up raising a child on a single parent income. Okay, you've forced women out to the workforce rather than giving them the choice of whether or not they want to be in it. You know what I'm saying? And as a result, of course, now they've got two forms of taxation. And so what's the knock-on effects to the family unit here? How much importance does the early childhood life actually have for a child? All right? How much attention do you need from your parents before you become a well-adjusted child and hence well-adjusted adult? Quite a lot, I'd wager. And now, a statistic came out the other day, 75% or three-quarters or what have you of young women educated in tertiary institutions in the United States between the years of 1968 and 1978 refused to have children at all. Okay? If that is not a magical way to destroy the family unit by making sure that they don't even start, I don't know what is.
Yes, if you tie that in also with the natural ability, see the body, for example, both in men and women, when there's a lot of natural stress or perceived environmental stress, the fertility rate goes down. Women stop menstruating in prison or in concentration camps or in wartime situations. So it also has to do not only with the mind control aspect of the peace and love movement from the 60s, the women's lib. You know, how many times have you seen women have the doors, car doors and building doors open for them now? That's what their women's lib has gotten for them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The women's lib means men no longer care about you, and now you have to take care of yourself, but you can't because you're not treated equally anyway. So thank you very much, Greg, for your call in here, mate. Hope you call back in again soon. And thanks, Will, for joining me on this show as well. And again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Please support the broadcast by going to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and subscribing and making a donation, because we do a lot of hard work over here to try and get the truth out, and we need your support in order to keep continuing to do it. You can also subscribe for a certain amount every month. See you later again.